WSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump walking away from a great meeting, he says, that he had with the Chinese president in South Korea.
President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
And here are some of the highlights of the takeaways. China agreeing to a one-year deal to pause export restrictions on those rare earth minerals, pledging to maintain an open supply line for at least 12 months. The U.S. will reduce its so-called fentanyl tariff from 20 to 10%, but the overall tariff burden on Chinese goods from 57% will be cut down now to 47%. And big news for farmers is China committed to purchasing what the agreement calls massive amounts of American soybeans and other farm products. Meanwhile, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports the president says he's reached a trade deal also with South Korea.
On the last stop of his Asia trip, the president announced that a deal had been struck and was pretty much finalized. Later, the South Korean government confirmed a $350 billion investment package in the U.S. to include cash payments and shipbuilding cooperation. Also, U.S. tariffs on South Korean cars will be lowered from 25 to 15%.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. A U.S. appeals court panel has reversed a prior ruling allowing President Trump to authorize deployment of National Guard troops to Oregon, despite strong objections from state officials there. Still tallying up the damage from Hurricane Melissa in the Caribbean, the storm has now been linked to at least 36 confirmed deaths across Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and other Caribbean nations. And preliminary estimates place the total economic damage at between $48 and $52 billion. This is SRN News. The U.S. rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes wishing to compete in women's events take an SRY gene test that identifies a Y chromosome that is found in males. It is the same test that track and boxing federations adopted earlier this year. This is SRN News. A lot of talk about interest rates in this country recently. Now the European Central Bank has decided to leave its key interest rate unchanged.
The decision to keep the deposit rate in place comes as inflation remains under control and European businesses weather the impact of higher US tariffs better than previously feared. This is the third time in a row that the European Central Bank has decided to keep the rate at 2%. It has entered a holding pattern after cutting the rate from 4% to snuff out double-digit inflation caused by the rebound from the pandemic and higher energy prices. A positive economic outlook has taken pressure off to enact another cut, but growth still remains modest. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amazon has announced major layoffs. The bookseller, now all-around retailer, set to cut up to 30,000 corporate jobs, all part of its largest white-collar workforce reduction aimed at cutting costs amid automation efforts. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.